Before there was any such thing as American Idol, kids who aspired to singing careers had to find other paths to stardom. In 1989, a young girl from the New York Projects stepped into a karaoke booth at a local mall and sang this song.
When we met, always knew I would feel that magic for you. On my mind, constantly, in my arms is where you should be. I love you, heaven be, baby. You let my love fly free. I want you in my life for all times. I'm caught up in the rapture of love.
As a kid, Mary J. Blige sang Anita Baker tunes. Today, it's her songs that young girls sing, dreaming of the big time. Blige is the reigning queen of hip-hop soul, but along with the Grammys and the glitz, Mary J. Blige has been to some very dark places, and her music is a candid commentary on what she's been through. It's gone from hard-edged and painful to more defiant and triumphant.
She's been down and out, she's been wrote about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down, NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the past, all these things they helped to make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around, there's a reason for everything.
Her latest album is The Breakthrough. Mary J. Blige joins me now from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, a few years ago, you had this album called No More Drama, and a lot of your fans sort of thought that was your breakthrough. Are you in a new, different place now?
When you say No More Drama, you realize who your worst enemy is. You realize it's you. You realize that only you can fix these things, but that's a lot of work. You gotta take your fist and bust through it, and it hurts really bad. But at the end of the day, I made a lot of progress. I'm actually able to see my issues and say, okay, I'm prideful here. Okay, I gotta fix that. I'm stubborn. Okay, I gotta fix that. And even though I'm able to say it, it's easier said than done.
You do get a little bit of flack sometimes for this redemptive theme, I guess you could call it, in some of your newer music. It's hard not to sort of take that personal. How do you do that?
Well, it's like this. I can't live for you. I'm writing songs because I understand what you're going through, because I've been through it, and I can make 20 more really depressed albums, but I choose to do something different because my depression and my pain, people have no idea how much it hurts. Trying to fix yourself, you know, listen to people saying, Mary needs a hug, everybody. And then now that I got my hug, they saying, I wish she didn't get the hug. It's like, what do you really want? You know, what I've learned to do is really look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is not all about me. It's about some little girl that's watching me right now.
I read somewhere that you had this moment where you realized you were surrounding yourself with people who really weren't your friends at all. What was that about?
That was about environment. You know, when you're a celebrity, everyone wants to keep their job. So they will yes man you to death, tell you you can drink a gallon of liquor and do a pound of cocaine or whatever the case may be, just so you can feel good about what you're doing so that they won't lose their job. So when you're pulled out of it and you get a chance to look at it, you're like, whoa, okay, this is the reason why I can't really get to the place that I want to be in my life, you know, successful, because no one around me is a leader, you know, and everyone is a follower.
Everybody so pulling you, everybody down.
Basically, crabs in a barrel. They're just in it, spinning around because it's a comfort zone. It's comfortable to be ignorant.
It's time I do something for me. It's time to choose my clothes, choose my friends, be with my family. They've been asking, girlfriend, where you been? We ain't seen you in weeks. Been chasing this fool around, thinking he gonna hold me down. That I needed real commitment. I really couldn't see it. Not the real man. You said you would be in this relationship. So many men think that all a girl needs is to be.
I read that you started singing as a kid in church and that you would also sing in talent shows. Was there some performance along the way where you started to think, hey, I think I can do this. I like this.
Let me see. I had performed at a club when I was a teenager. I sang one of Mariah Carey's songs. I think it was Love Takes Time, because I'm a fan of Mariah Carey's. I love her. So it was that performance at the club that night. The club was called Arthur's.
Help me remember that song. I can't remember that song. How did it go?
Love takes time to heal when you're hurting so much. Couldn't see that I was blind to let you go. I couldn't stand the pain. That one, she, her songs gave us a lot of hope. And I finally got a chance to tell her, you played a part in saving our lives, little project kids. We had nothing, sometimes to live for, it felt like. And it was your music that saved our lives and made us want to sing, because you were like an angel and still are to us.
Tell me about what it was like where you grew up. Is it the Slowbone Projects? Am I saying that right? In South Yonkers?
Yeah, Slowbone Projects.
And you called them the Slow Bomb?
Yeah, Slow Bomb. Like a slow bomb. One way in, one way out. There was a couple of people that worked for a living, and the majority of people were waiting on welfare checks. And it's like making you conform to being an animal almost. You're put in a situation where no one can survive. They do what they have to survive. My mother was a working mother at some point, and then it got rough for us.
This album seems to have a lot of songs that reveal parts of your past that were obviously pretty painful to you. For example, there's a song called Father in You where you actually say, when I was a baby, I didn't get a hug from my daddy, and that's why I need a hug from you.
Right. Well, my father left us when we were four, but he would return and then leave. And
now,
every time I would see
him. He was a musician too, right?
Yep. He was a bass player, and he played in a funk band, and they were trying to make it and be successful, and they never really did it. And it's hard for a little girl to grow up without a father, because you're dealing with a woman, my mother, who's already scarred because the man that she loved has walked out of her life and left her with two children that look just like the man, And I was a sponge as a child, and I would watch my mother, and I would feel all the energy coming from, her being sad. And so you walk away with that, and you walk away not feeling good about yourself, because that's all you saw when you were growing up.
You sing a duet with Bono at the end of this record. How did you pick the U2 song One for your album?
Well, about 4 years ago, Music Cares did a tribute to Bono, and I had to learn the song One to sing that night. And the lyrics gave me chills.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life,
one life,
it's one need, and I one love,
one love,
get to share.
Just the fact that he cares that much about anybody in the world to say, love is a temple, love is a higher law. I kept rewinding that part, and the music and the way he was singing it just touched my heart.
Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go. Yeah.
How does your breakthrough change what we hear when we listen to Mary J. Blige on the radio?
Well, right now you're hearing a Mary that's confident. I'm freeing myself. I don't think any of us would be free completely. It's going to take a lifetime to really get to that point.
Mary J. Blige, her new record is The Breakthrough. We spoke with her from New York. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
For more songs from Mary J. Blige, go to our website, npr.org.